Now, what's this I hear about you not being able to vote in the Labour leadership election?
Oh, right. Well, because during the general election, I stood in a by-election in one of the wards to campaign against the Blairite Labour's policy on housing, whereby they're demolishing council housing and imposing social cleansing, removing their own voters, no less, from London. And I said, this is madness.
So you stood against a Labour candidate, basically, so they won't let you join the party now.
Well, I'm not actually trying to join. Well, I would like to join now if my brother becomes leader, which I think is very likely. And indeed, thousands of others want to do that because they want to see a turn to some more democratic process in the Labour Party. But I stood against a council candidate, but I did. I'm glad that Labour got in against Simon Hughes in North Southwark and Bermondsey, and I think the Blairites ought to be welcoming the return of people like me. I mean, I was in the Labour Party for 19 years, for example. Now they're thrashing all over the place, seem to be upset about me coming in there when Labour is turning back into Labour.
Do you think your brother Jeremy has come to terms with the fact that he could well be the next leader of the Labour Party? Because I doubt whether at the beginning of this campaign he seriously thought that he could win.
I'm sure he has come to terms with that possibility and is very keen to bring forward an open, democratic Labour Party which can involve tens of thousands more people who are flocking in now to support him, and they're saying no to the Blairites, who are yesterday's men. I mean, all these people popping up with comments like Tony Blair or Alistair Campbell, I mean, they're not on the ballot paper. I mean, they should just shut up, in my opinion.
Do you think he'd make a good Prime Minister?
Yes, of course.
What do you think he would bring to the job?
Bring to the job would be an openness of political process. And people would understand a lot more about what the issues were, and there would be proper votes and participation, I would say, instead of, you know, the Westminster bubble, which is a kind of self-enclosed operation, which just seems to operate on beliefs rather than on evidence and proper discussion. And of course, he'd be opposing austerity, which, you know, given that we are one of the richest countries in the world, the idea that we have to be paid less in order for the top 1% who own half the world to get even more is completely insane.
That has to be stopped. Where do you both get your left-wing views from?
Well, I suppose historically, you know, our family was always very radical and interested in evidence-based science and politics. I mean, all of my family and parents were scientists or engineers. Jeremy's an exception in that he's a politician, but of course he, like all of us, believes in, you know, the facts come first and then you take action, you see, whereas a lot of politicians, they don't believe in that. They have an opinion first and then they make up the facts.
And were you both interested in politics as youngsters?
Oh, yes. I was interested in politics as well. He was in the Labour Party Young Socialists, and I joined them briefly and then went off doing other things. I mean, I suppose in a way I was more like, I want change now, and he's more prepared to wait until tomorrow for change.
So you can see him in Downing Street?
Yes.
Well, in terms of sort of what everyone looks at Jeremy Corbyn and thinks, well, he hasn't changed his views much in 30 years. He would be such a different style of Prime Minister, wouldn't he?
Well, he would be, and that's what we need. You see, he hasn't changed his views, but you see his views about the need to discuss with the IRA, for example, were correct. And in fact, the government was doing it secretly anyway. And that's come forward, you see. I mean, a lot of things he said which were out to lunch at the time have actually turned out to be the right thing to do. So you know, I don't think people should write him off as something from the past. He's just been consistent. It's the Blairites who are now something from the past.
He's apparently said he wouldn't actually move into 10 Downing Street if he became Prime Minister. I think some political leaders have said that in the past. Do you think he would in the end?
Well, I, this is probably constitutional things. Maybe you have to, or you can go there for meetings and live somewhere else, I think. But obviously, I don't know what he's going to do on that. But I'm sure the constitution of Britain will be kept in order.
Okay, Piers, thank you very much indeed.